when a voter would come up and they'd say their name, she was having a hard time understanding that person's name, both because it was a foreign-sounding name and also they were speaking with an accent. We intervened at that point to just help out, first to sort of say, how about if instead of sending people to the back of the line, we just help and stand here and make sure that you're, if you're having a hard time hearing, we'll help out with that. But we also called the county to say maybe we need some backup troops and have an extra person here who can play the role of the roster checker, which is very critical, so that this particular poll worker doesn't feel overwhelmed.
If someone pays enough attention to politics and government and public policy to understand the Electoral College and the fact that California is almost certain to go in one direction rather than the other, it's a relatively easy lift to get that person from non-voter to voter.
It's important to vote in all elections, not just the presidential election. The representatives you're electing and the issues that come into focus on local elections, for example, those are the issues that affect your life more on a day-to-day basis.
So what we try to do when we do work in the surrounding community here is we put the politics last. Rather than talking to people about registering and voting to begin with, we talk about the challenges in the neighborhood. Then we talk about policy solutions to the challenges in the neighborhood. And then we talk about elections and voting as the last step in a process. So by beginning with something that you see every day, all day, it makes voting less abstract and much more relevant, the things that you do spend your time thinking about.
Are we looking at some people who are masquerading as monitors but who are really bullies? And is that something that we want to accept in a healthy democracy?
So what we try to do when we do work in the surrounding community here is we put the politics last. Rather than talking to people about registering and voting to begin with, we talk about the challenges in the neighborhood. Then we talk about policy solutions to the challenges in the neighborhood. And then we talk about elections and voting as the last step in a process. So by beginning with something that you see every day, all day, it makes voting less abstract and much more relevant, the things that you do spend your time thinking about. Ultimately, it does come down to how you motivate these people. I think the earlier you start in that process in a young person's life, the better off you are. You can't teach an old non-voter new tricks. I mean, you can, but it's a lot harder.
We would go into polls on election day just to see whether people who were coming in to vote were treated with the same level of dignity that one would hope every voter would be treated with. Sometimes we encountered fabulous model United Nations setups where even if the poll workers didn't necessarily speak the language of the voter, they were so generous in their willingness to try to communicate through hand signals and pointing and just a general positive attitude that we knew that there was a real intention to welcome the voter.
Young people tend not to vote as much as older people, and the Latino electorate has a much higher percentage of young people than, say, either the white or African-American electorates. So that explains part of it. But even among young people, Latino young people vote less than white or African-American young people.